We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Vayera, and the subject is En Yisrael Nigalin Ela Bizchut HaShabbat. The Jewish people's redemption will be for no other merit other than Shabbat. Ita b'midrash. The Medrash Rabbah tells us ala pasuk Vayal b'siblotam. On the pasuk where it says Hashem saw their afflictions. Ra'a Moshe she'en le'minucha. Moshe. I'm sorry, the pasuk is about Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vayigdal, Vayetze Lechav, Vayal Besivlotam. Moshe saw his brothers suffering. Ra'a Moshe Shein Leminucha. Moshe saw that the Jews do not have rest. Halach v'amar leparo. He went and said to Paro, Mi sheyesh lo eved. If one has a slave, he may not nach yom echad b'shavua. If he doesn't have one day to rest, who met? He will die. Ve'elu abadecha. And these people are your slaves. If you're not going to leave them one day to rest, they're going to die. So Paro told Moshe, go do what you're saying. So this is while Moshe is still growing up in Paro's house. Moshe comes to Paro and tells him, you want to get the most out of your investment, you want to get the most out of your slaves, give them a day to rest. So Moshe instituted that on the day of Shabbos, the Jews would rest. He got it to match. Odita b'midrash la'alan. Furthermore, we find in the Medrash ala pasuk tichabad avodah la'anashim v'yasuva. In the end of the pasuk, when the Jews ask to go and bring a sacrifice, Moshe comes and says, let us go 3 days' journey. Paro says, what's going on here? You guys have time to talk about taking breaks? Must be you're not working hard enough. Tichabad avodah, let the work be even harder, let them work in that. Vali shuv edivrei shakir. Shayu biyadam megilot, shayum shtashim ben mishabbat leshabbat. They had some kind of ancient manuscripts which they'd have some comfort in, that on Shabbos they'd read about how Hashem was going to rescue them. Because on Shabbos they'd rest, they'd have time to read these manuscripts about how ultimately God will redeem them from Egypt. Amalo paro tichbad avodah la anashim v'yasuva v'al yishu b'divrei shaker al yiyu mishtashin v'al yiyu nifashin b'yom ha-shabbat. Paro said, okay, now let them work hard. They're not going to have this time to take a break and enjoy these works on Shabbat. Hainu, mikivan shera paro sheyesh lehem et yom ha-shabbat, being that Paro saw that they have the day of Shabbat, bo hem mitchazkim b'mgilot shebiyadam shehakadosh baruch hu yigalehem, and on Shabbos they drew strength from these manuscripts in which they read that God would ultimately redeem them. Amar, so Paro said, tichbad avodah la'anashim, let the work be harder on them, sheyabdu gam b'shabbat, they're going to work on Shabbos as well. Ve'al yish'u shelo yishtashu, don't let them be amused with lies, with hope that they will be redeemed. V'nimtza she'atchalta degula shel bnei Yisrael, turns out that the beginning of the redemption of the Jews, hayta she'Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom goalan tiken lehem t'Shabbat. The beginning of their redemption really began when Moshe instituted Shabbos for them. She'hi hayta hakusta dechayuta shelahem uvekocha itchazku. I don't know what the word kusta means. We have to look it up. This was something, their life, and in its strength, they drew strength. V'chen amru chazal, and so to our sages, taught us in the Medrash, En Yisrael nigalin, ela bizchut ha-shabbat. The Jews won't be redeemed, but with the merit of Shabbos. V'arei she'ha-shabbat mevi'a geula l'olam. So we see, Shabbos brings redemption to the world. V'inei al pi ha-klan she'ha-geula nivnet mitoch omek ha-galut. Then going with the rule that the redemption is really built from the depths of the exile. Hare mitoch havanat ma yu ha'inyanim ha'ikariyim shel ha'galut. Then, through understanding what were the main points of the exile, yitba'er mahut ha'gula, we can clarify what is the essence of the redemption, ve'ech ha'shabbat mevi'a geula l'olam, and how the Shabbos brings redemption to the world. So he's saying the reason the beginning of the redemption was through Shabbos was because that was where they drew their strength from. That was where they got strength during the period that they were in forced labor. So that was the beginning of their redemption. Now this was years earlier, because this happened when Moshe Rabbeinu had not yet run out to Midian, hadn't yet married Zipporah. It's a discussion among the sages when this happened, but Pashut Pshat, Moshe was a teenager when this happened. So Moshe comes back, he's 80 years old. That means that Chalta de Gula began like 65 years before Moshe came back. That's basically what he's saying. So he's saying, if we have the rule that the redemption gets built from the depths of the Galut, so then we have to understand what are the concepts of the Galut, and then we can understand the essence of the Gula, and then how Shabbos brings the redemption. So this is where we'll have to pick up next time, understanding the essence of the Galut.